All right, y'all, Sunday morning, 8:25:24, thinking 4 months till Christmas. What does that do to you? It just seemed like the fastest year ever. All right, this is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. That's called Modern Day Noahs. As I said to you in the earlier word, I will say it again, that it is time to get on the right boat, for it's beginning to rain. Yes, the storm is upon you and this nation and the nations of the world. None will escape, just like in the days of Noah, except for those that discerned the times and board the boat. The boat is my way and my plan. This time it will not be a physical boat, but a spiritual boat. An ark of safety that comes from abiding in my word and hearing my voice and making the right choice. These are the things that keep you within my ark of safety. Because you've done these things, you want to be protected from the coming financial storm. Those that have learned to walk in kingdom finances will not be removed. My word says that for the tither, the devourer is rebuked. In other words, it's a totally different system. And God will bring the resources irregardless of what's going on in the world. As Noah was safe on the boat and had a full supply, so will you. When it was all over, Noah owned it all. Talk about a great wealth transfer. Well, that is what is happening now. I said my coming would be like in the days of Noah, and that people would be in this day just like they were in Noah's day. Despite the best laid plans of mice and men, my plan is the one that will win. Stay within your ark of safety, and you will be unmoved and unharmed. Some have seen the flood coming and prepared, but many have not. I said I will show you which ones to help during this time. You will have a full supply to help those who do not have the means to weather the storm. Some have thought you mad and won't hear anything you say until the rain starts. You know, the day Noah entered in the ark, God shut him in. What were they doing? They're beating on the boat. Let us in! Let us in! The enemy has constructed arks across the world in strategic places to deceive the nations. These are those big ships that are buried in the sand, I think. A lot of the deserts, I think, were probably created for that very fact, to hide these massive ships. These are those ships you're talking about. The rescue ships, you know what I'm talking about? They're called arks. Oh, where have you heard that before? Arks? Yeah. This is all part of that rescue operation I spoke about earlier. Those that look to the natural will be led like sheep to the slaughter. Rescue as many as you can, for I'm out of time. Don't wait for them, for they have had many opportunities just like you and just like they did in the days of Noah. Noah preached 120 years. And they say, that old coot up there on the hill, you know, that conspiracy, you know, serious, he follows G, you know, God. All right, we're going to look at some scriptures. Matthew 25. Q, G, you know what I'm saying? It's in the alphabet, Alpha, Omega. You know, it's all of us in there. Following God. All right, Matthew 25. Once the door's shut, the door's shut. Verse 1 there, Matthew 25. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered. And at midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. And all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered. Then he had a word about everyone's going to have their hand out. So let me advise you, who you give to, who you don't. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil. They did nothing. See, they let theirs run out. They didn't continue to. What I see here is they were Christians, but they weren't doing anything. They just grew cold and they just did their own thing. They didn't follow the Spirit in preparing for this time. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Well, I have another word coming about, you know, there's two classes in the world. There's givers and takers. And out of all the many things that the Lord's had us give, we had very little reciprocation. We're not asking for any reciprocation from people. But the point is, you would have thought, you know, I would like to be that way. Why don't I pick up that mantle and carry it? Why don't I get in that, you know? But no, they want to borrow yours that you rightfully have because you obeyed. And they want to shame you because you don't give them everything you've got. They'll bleed you dry if you let them. The Lord's saying in this time, don't let them. But the wise answered, saying, not, this is a wise bunch, not so. Lest there not be enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. In other words, we went to the sellers and bought, got our silver and gold and got our extra water and gas and all the stuff that we need, the supply for us and our family. Why in the world should we give you what our family's going to need? Who do you think you are? This is that entitlement bunch. That's what it is. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. The door was shut, just like in the days of Noah. He shut Noah in. We're going to look at that. This is Genesis chapter 7. God shut the door. Where's another place a door shut? Revelation. He's the God that opens doors that no man can shut and shuts doors that no man can open. All right. Afterward came also the other virgin saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour therein the Son of Man cometh. I think that's where we sit. Genesis 7. You know that you would have thought they got a clue when God supernaturally brought the animals to Noah. You would have thought something's going on here. That old coot up there maybe wasn't such an old coot after all. He brought them in pairs. All right, 7. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female, of fowls also of the air by sevens, and male and female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him, and Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Of clean beasts, of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls, and of everything that creepeth upon the earth, there went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. And in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and of the windows of heaven were opened. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and in the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, and the sons of Noah and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they went, and they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. What?
17th day of the month.
17? I ought to call Dave on that one. He's the 17 guy. Yeah, 17. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. Everybody else was wiped out, and everything wiped out. All my wealth managers are in place and ready to move forward with my reset. This is the end of the devourer and the beginning of a new era. The best for you is yet to come. Malachi 3:10 says, I have rebuked the devourer for your sake. Well, we'll look at that. Tithers' rights, those people that hate paying the tithe and they just think it's just a waste of time. Well, they're going to be a thanking God if they did. Right here. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will now open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. They're getting the windows of heaven poured out on them, stuff they don't want. But for us, the riches. God's house is full. Pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit for the time of the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Yeah, they're going to say, hey, that's them tithing bunch over there. Payday is coming. Just imagine the great wealth you will have when there is no devourer. You will experience the days that Amos spoke about. It is heaven and the earth. This is Amos chapter 9. I read it to you many times, but we'll read it again. It's great scriptures. It's a lot of little nuggets in Amos. Starting with verse 11. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom. Edom is the deep state. And all the heathen which are called by my name, saith the Lord, that doeth this. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman should overtake the reaper, the treader of grapes, him that soweth seed. And the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel. And they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. No more stealing. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land. And they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. No more devour, no more the devil stealing you, everything you got. The enemy has plotted against the church by undermining the church leaders among the laymen. Let me read that again. The enemy has plotted against the church by undermining the church leaders among the laymen. My church attack and devour their own. It's been said that my church is the only army that attacks its wounded. I am the judge of my leaders, and that includes church leaders. Because of lack of finances and the suspicious minds of many believers, many have not been able to complete the plans that I have for them. Preachers are criticized for asking for money, but this should never be the case. None of the false religions seem to suffer this fate, and they are the blind leading the blind. When you've done it to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. I am the way, and I am leading the way. If a minister mishandles funds, then that is up to me to deal with them and not the layman. Ministers correct ministers, not sheep correct leadership. Some ministers are so stifled they cannot even perform what I have called them to do. Sheep criticizing their leaders who are looking out for their souls and never give a thought that through the world systems they have been stolen blind. In other words, they're being stolen blind from, but they're criticizing their church leaders. Oh, he's a charlatan. Or I don't like what they do because I ain't get my money. I'm not going to tithe. Or whatever. My ministers have been under the microscope. If they criticize you, they criticized me. The beast system is being put under the microscope, and I will not miss one red cent of what they have taken from mine. Instead of the church and its leaders being under the microscope, it's going to be the true one that needs to be under the microscope. That's the deep state, the devil and his bunch. There's always been givers and takers in this world. How many have you given to that have given back to you? I would have all my children to have this mindset, but it seems most just have their hand out. Just like, you know, most will drive their cars into the ground. And they just wait for somebody to give them another one instead of planting, you know, putting seed in the ground for future. Not all, but some. They will have to be trained in my word and in my ways for them to change. Pay them no mind, but look to me, for I am the Lord of the harvest, not just in souls, but in finances. The same thing we're talking to this throughout this whole word, the same thing about the finances, God's way, not the way the world is. I mean, there's people in the church that would absolutely take everything you have and give no thought whether you have anything or not, just so their needs are met. That's the way the church mentality is. Well, I go to church to get blessed. Well, you're not supposed to go there to get blessed. They're supposed to go there to get trained so you can go out and take the gospel. All right. They will have to be trained in my word and in my ways for them to change. Pay them no mind, but look to me, for I am the Lord of the harvest. Not in just souls, but finances. When you sow to me. I see the bread that you've cast on the waters. Keep casting, it will come back in on every wave. God has set the precedence for everyone. All right, Proverbs 22:9. He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. And I'm not pointing out anybody at present company, so don't get me wrong about that. I'm just talking about over the years what I have observed and what the Lord pointed out to me yesterday. All right? Ecclesiastes 11. They, just like the 10 virgins, the five that were wise and the five that were foolish were given the same thing to be able to prosper. I mean, literally. Don't you know people that you've given to and given to and given to and given to and they just, that's just their attitude. And you just keep giving, keep giving, keep giving, and they just don't learn anything. They don't do anything. They just bitch about everything. Sorry about that word, but it just fit. Do you know anybody like that? All right. Sorry about that. I've got sensitive ears listening. That's the least you ever hear. You'll be doing all right. All right, 11. Verse 1 of Ecclesiastes. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. It is a law. Watch the waves. Cast stuff out there on the waves and see what happens. Give a portion to 7 and also to 8, for thou knowest not what shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. It doesn't make any difference. If you've sown, God will take care of you, regardless where the tree falls. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. In other words, I'm going to stockpile this up for me. I'm not going to cast on the waters. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. He that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. As thou knowest, I can't afford a tithe. Have you heard that? We know a whole bunch of them kind of people. And whenever they need a car, they're all, I can always kind of sense they're waiting. Well, when they're going to call me and take me down, trading my old bomb now that I won't drove into the ground and now expect them to do it. I'm telling you. Ooh. We can have fun, can't we? He that observeth the wind shall not sow. Well, I can't afford to buy a new car. I just wait on Nana and Puppy to do it. No. You'll never learn anything if Nana and Puppy keeps doing it. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the cloud shall not reap. Thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child. Even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Right. He that buildeth, all right, here, cut one more, and then that's it. Luke 6. I saw something in this passage. We usually read one passage out of this and take it, run with it. But I saw a precept here. This is Luke 6, 37. It's not just doing it. It has to do with character. Character. Remember everything I've said in this word. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For the same measure that you meet with all, it shall be measured unto you again. And he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but every one that is perfect shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Either how canst thou say to thy brother, Brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, then thou shalt see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. This is the kingdom way. Not judging. See, that's the kingdom way. Love is the predominant force in the kingdom of God. The Lord leads us. We will give wherever he tells us to give. You know? But I think this is a way things are going to have to change too. Everybody thinks they're just going to drop my Nacera on me. I'm just going to do anything I want and all that. No, this is the king. The king is coming, and this is his government, and it'll rest upon his shoulders, and he's going to rule it with a rod of iron. He ain't going to put up with your shenanigans that got the world in the shape it was in. No. It's going to be done the kingdom way. People are not going to like it, but who cares? It is what it is. All right, the king is coming. All right.